Psalm 78, 1 to 8, I want to talk to you about praying for the next generation. Praying for the next generation. We really need to be doing that. And as we look at our world today, we need prayer. Everybody needs prayer. But we want to pray some beautiful things over our next generation. So Psalm 78, 1 to 8, I hope that you've been reading the Psalms. We've been encouraging you to read the Psalms during this time. And they're extremely encouraging to read them. It says, O my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears to what I'm saying. For I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past. Stories we have heard and known. Stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. For he issued his laws to Jacob. He gave his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children so that the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. And they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. Then they will not be like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. Father, we just pray your blessing over your word here this morning. And I pray that, Lord, that it would touch each one of us here today. That, Lord, that we will pray for each generation that is behind us. No matter what age we are, Lord, there's already someone that's younger. And so, Lord, we're just praying that today is going to be a new day where we pray even more for the generations that are behind us in Jesus' name. So this morning I want to share with you about praying for the next generation. You know, January always serves well for people to reevaluate themselves or make changes. And for us as Christians, it often leads to us making fresh commitments to the Lord and new desires to be more faithful to the Lord. And so, you know, that's a good thing. We also, usually in the month of January, people take some time to fast, to pray. And we've really been blessed just hearing that a number of you have been doing that. We haven't called for a time of fasting and prayer, but I sure have heard from lots of you that you have felt called to fast and pray, and that many of you have been fasting and praying at different times throughout this month. And God bless you. Thank you so much for that. Also been hearing about people as you've been reading the Bible and how the Bible has been an encouragement to you. I know some have been reading Psalms. Some have chosen to read other passages of Scriptures. And to me, as long as you're reading Scripture, that's the main thing. That's what we want to see encouraged. And but I've been blessed just hearing how the Word of God has been speaking to people, and you've been sharing just how God has been doing that. And as I've been also reading the Psalms, and I enjoy reading the Psalms every time I do that, and since we're doing it this month, to me, no problem at all. I just love doing that. And I'm always amazed just how the Word of God can just jump out at you and speak to you. And one of those passages was Psalm 71:18, and it says, "Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles to all who come after me." That part, not the first part, but the second part of that verse really spoke to me. Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles to all who come after me. And that's certainly been a prayer of mine that I've been praying and seeking the Lord and really praying that the next generation would indeed experience those things, that they would experience the power of God for themselves, that they would experience miracles for themselves. Because sometimes, you know, people can grow up even in church and not experience that for themselves. They've never felt, you know, God's presence in a very real and tangible way, or they never experienced any miracles or any responses to some of their prayers that they've prayed. And so that's, I think, something that's very important for us to pray, that each generation would experience God in his power, in his majesty, in his presence, and in the area of healing as well. And I see that as a big need in our world today, as we kind of hear those reports that the Western part of the world, which includes us, that often they'll say that Christianity is declining, especially among younger generations. And to me, I don't want to settle for that. I don't want to settle for that and say, well, it's over for that younger generation, because I don't think it is at all. And I really believe that there is coming an awakening that will take place in our world that will usher in the greatest revival of faith that our world has ever seen, and even usher in the return of the Lord. And so I'm believing that God is going to turn around some of the things that we see happening in our world, and there are things changing. I don't know if you've been noticing that, but things are starting to change, and there are welcome changes that we need in our world, but we are also believing for a welcome change where we'll start to see a greater response of people to faith in Jesus Christ. Every generation needs to experience the power of God, the presence of God, the miracles of God for themselves. And again, that's something I've really been praying over these, I don't know, the last 5-6 years especially. Just been really praying that a lot. God, that you would start to move in ways. And Lord, you've touched me in so many ways. I want to see everybody experience what I've experienced and far more. Because I haven't experienced it all either. There's always more with God. You need to realize that. There's always more with God. And so as we're looking through these psalms, actually there's quite a few psalms that talk about the next generation. And that really got me thinking about this message, to be praying for the next generation. And now this isn't a message to just the older folks that everyone else feel, oh yeah, that's good. You know, just get all those older folks to be praying. No, every one of us, because there's always somebody that's younger than us that we can reach, that we can touch. And we do see that in our church. We have a multi-generational church. And so there's always somebody younger than you that you can touch. Even watch these little kids here this morning. They just bless my heart when I see them jumping and rejoicing in the Lord. Because they're going to be touching somebody even younger than them. Sometimes that real young generation can touch us older generation and say, man, I wish I could do that too, and jump around like that and have the energy to do that. But every generation has something to impart to one another. And so we want to be encouraging one another. We want to be spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers. We want to be spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. We want to be spiritual children to those who are around us, and to those who will come after us. And again, I'm really thankful that for our church here, we are a multi-generational church, from little kids to people who are older, and we're blessed by that. Sometimes you'll go to a church and there's only a certain age group in there, and that's all you see. And so when we see multi-generations, that means we're doing something right. Still need to do improvements, but we're doing some things right. And I want to thank you for coming to church. I want to thank you for bringing your children to church. It really is appreciated and helps us to be the church that God wants us to be. And so this morning, I just thought I'd share with you and encourage you about praying for that next generation, whatever that generation that is younger than you, that you might be praying for them. So as we look at it to the book of Psalms, there are some things there, especially at the Psalm 78. Mostly we'll stick there and then go to another passage, but talks about us praying for that next generation. And you'll see that it's in there actually quite a bit. As you will Google it, you'll see that there's lots of passages there about praying for that next generation. And the first part is about telling that as believers, we have a responsibility to go out and to proclaim and to tell that next generation about the good things that God has done. And we need to be praying, God, pray for more opportunities, Lord, to share with other generations what you have done in our lives. And that's something we need to be praying about, to tell that next generation about those good things, that yes, there's power in the name of Jesus, that there's an anointing that is there that comes from God. There is salvation that comes from God. There are miracles that comes from God. There are wonders that come from God. And we need to be sharing that. We need to be telling others about that. Psalm 78:4 says, we will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. You know, sometimes people grow up and think God doesn't do anything. Well, he does lots of things. We just need to tell him. Sometimes we can be so private and so quiet. Well, we need to get out there and tell people of what God is doing. So your testimony of how God has touched you and helped you through your life really is important. Experiences where God encountered you, to tell people about that. Times where God has touched you, or he's delivered you, or he's healed you, or he turned your circumstances around. They need to be told, because as the next generations behind us go through similar circumstances, they need to be encouraged that, you know what, Jesus is still the answer. Looking to God is still the answer. Because, you know, we do serve a God. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. He is the way maker. He's the miracle worker, the promise keeper. That is who he is. Now, Psalm 71:18, the one that we referred to earlier, speaks of us proclaiming that, not just telling them, but proclaiming it. So kind of a greater emphasis there to be going out and telling that next generation, praying for that next generation, that they would see the power of God and the miracles of God. Again, Psalm 71:18, the last part of it, let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles to all who come after me. And the truth of this, of telling and proclaiming, is really proclaimed throughout Scripture and even through the book of Psalms. And even as you jump to the end of Psalms and you read some of the last verses of Psalms, Psalm 145:4 says, let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts and let them proclaim your power. And I really think we need to do a better job of passing on our faith to the next generations. It's more than just really telling them. We need to demonstrate it. We need to be praying for them that they will experience the power and the miracles of God for themselves. And you know, when you encounter God in those ways, you know, it makes such a difference in living your life for Christ, because it's kind of one of those things that say, yeah, I know he's alive. I know he's doing these things. And it's very, very encouraging. So pray for power to be demonstrated. Pray that people will have encounters like you've experienced in your life. We'll pray that for other people's lives, that they too will experience God in like ways and even in greater ways, because we're all different individuals and we all kind of respond to different things. We'll just pray that God respond to that person in the way that they're open to or the way that they need, because, Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. But praying for power to be demonstrated to the next generation, praying for those encounters like we had, but pray for more, because God is a God of more, not a God of less. And so what God has done in the past, we should be seeing even greater things today, and we need to be praying that. Now, I know there's people that have grew up in the faith, and sometimes they didn't continue in the faith. And there can be multiple reasons out there, and we could go through all of them. But what I've found sometimes is that they walk away from faith because they've never really had that encounter with Christ. I never had something that was really meaningful and really touched them in their life. And we need to realize our faith in Jesus is real. He is real. And so we really should be praying that, you know, that next generation would have those encounters. They would sense the presence of God. They would know what the power of God is. They would know what the presence of God is. They would experience miracles in their life. They would answer prayers in their life. They would experience breakthroughs in their life. So we need to be praying for that. And part of that is also just simply telling them. Tell them your story. Tell them your story of what you went through. Let me tell you, we have I don't think there's another church out there that has as great as stories of what is in this place. Amazing testimonies are in this church that just sometimes they just blow me away, that people could go through such trauma and experiences in their lives and come through those things and have such victory and so forth in their lives. Tell your story. Because it's going to encourage that next generation to keep serving the Lord no matter what comes their way. And again, pray for encounters. Pray for the power of God to be manifested. You know, we have a number of people that have served the Lord their whole life. And they have a wealth of experience to share of God's keeping power in their lives. You know, Don't be shy to ask some of our people who are older in the faith, how do you handle those things in your life? Because they have a story. And sometimes we just, oh, they must have just had a perfect life. They never had any difficulties. They never had any hardships. Oh, they won't understand. You'd be surprised what some of our folks have gone through and what they had to bear. Actually, that after you would listen to their story, you'd be looking at your problem and think, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem after hearing what they had to say. And we need it. Tell the story. Tell your story. You'll find every Christian had some kind of a struggle. Some worse than others, but you know, the answer stays the same. The answer is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. And this is something I've really ramped up my own prayer life and my prayer requests, praying for that next generation. To tell them of the good things God has done. You know, we've been having some people from the congregation share their testimonies. We've been bringing people in to share unusual stories, like we had last week, falling off a cliff. Person should have died. Interesting part of that story, that as he was telling that story, there was a person in our church that knew the doctor that found that guy that fell off the cliff and that helped him. He heard the rest of the story this past Sunday, so imagine that. But there's some awesome stories being told. But we do that for a purpose, to encourage you that our God is able to help us in every situation, in every circumstance. So we want to tell. We want to tell people about that. We want to encourage people to keep praying and to keep sharing the faith. And so for that next generation that's behind you, tell them. Tell them the stories. Tell them the things that you've gone through, because it'll give them hope, give them strength. And as we tell them, pray for them. Pray that they themselves will start having stories that'll be far greater than our stories, that will draw many other people to Christ. The next thing I found as reading through these Psalms and out of this verse here in Psalm 78 was to be pray about teaching the next generation. Psalm 78, 5 to 6, it says, "For he issued his laws to Jacob, he gave his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children, so that the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born, and they in turn will teach their own children." So, again, we want to be willing to teach others. Taking a little bit step above telling to teaching them. You know, coming alongside maybe someone that's younger than you. Helping them along, encouraging them and strengthening them and teaching them. You know, sometimes we can be the answer to our own prayer that we're praying, God, we want to reach the next generation. Well, maybe God is saying, maybe it's time for you to take a role of teaching that next generation. And, you know, there's lots of opportunities in church where you can involve and get and do that with other men and women, youth, children, even a nursery. Lots of opportunities in church, but also lots of opportunities outside of church where you meet somebody or you come along somebody new in the faith, and you can start encouraging them and lifting them up and teaching them the truths of God and teaching our children, of course. So as we pray for God to help us and opportunities to teach younger generations, you know, first prayer comes, you avail yourself. Lord, I'm available. Lord, I'm going to stop this, not telling people my story. I'm going to share my story, even though it's a kind of a hard story. But Lord, you brought me through that, so I need to tell people of what you have done. Share the reasons, of why you believe. That's a big one out there. You know, a lot of you, younger generations, they're kind of asking that question, well, you're telling me, but why don't you teach me? Why do you hold to those convictions? Why do you hold to those truths? And be ready to give a reason for the faith that is inside of you. You know, we don't want to be like, some of those sayings where people say, do what I tell you, but don't do what I do. No, we want to be an example as well in our faith, because that's a great teaching tool in itself. We need to be ready to show our faith to the next generation. More than telling them, but to teach them the reasons why. Why do we believe why we do? Maybe when you were growing up, and sometimes if you were growing up in a Christian home, there was rules in the Christian home that are different than the rules that were out in the world? And sometimes maybe you would be questioning your parents. And sometimes they just say, because I told you so. End of discussion. Well, you need to get past that and tell them some reasons why. Because they need to learn. We need to teach them. Now, teaching starts at home. I encourage you, to teach your children the ways of God. Teach your children the truths that are found in the Word of God. Let them see you reading the Bible. Encourage them in the Bible to read it, study it, and let them see that you're reading it and you're studying it and you're living it. Because teaching starts in the home. And then outside the home, direct your children to places and people where they can be taught about the Lord. Taught about the scriptures, taught about the importance of church and even programs at church. So it's all important. A major mistake that sometimes we do, usually unconsciously, is that we train our children up in the ways of the world while we're lacking in training them up in the ways of God. You want to make sure that as your children grow up, they know the ways of God more than the ways of the world. And right now, the generations today, they're being bombarded by the world and social media and all kinds of things that are out there today. So we have a job to do, to teach them, not just to tell them, but teach them. And, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The Bible says, make the kingdom of God your primary concern. And I know as parents in life, and you're trying to balance everything and all of the activities that are out there. Well, you know what? Part of that balancing act is still God's first. We need to remember that. God needs to be first. And so when we pray for wisdom, that we would heed God's direction in our lives and raising our kids and raising that next generation, that we'd be hearing from the Lord what we are to teach, what we are to encourage that next generation. I encourage you to be open, be willing to explain, be willing to share that, yes, you made mistakes too, and be honest with those kids. Be honest with that next generation, and be ready to give some sound reasons for your faith. And another key is to be willing to make time in your schedule to bring your kids into functions of faith, because we really need to take our faith seriously and to take teaching the next generation seriously about faith, because we want the next generation to serve the Lord. I don't know about you, but you need to remember that, there is a heaven, but there's also a hell. I don't want that next generation to go to hell. I don't want my enemies to go to hell. I want, as the Bible says, he desires all to come to him. He desires all to come to repentance. That's what I want to pray. That's what I am doing, because I want to see everybody saved. I don't want anybody to go to hell. So that's something we need to remember. We need to take seriously opportunities to teach the next generation about faith. And that, of course, involves praying for them, praying for them. Praying God will help you to relate to them and even to make changes in your own life that it might encourage that next generation to seek the Lord. And so I encourage you, volunteer. Look for opportunities to teach that next generation. Pray about how God could use you to touch another generation, because it's important and we got to be praying about it. Then thirdly, in praying for the next generation, we need to pray that they will experience their own faith. Psalm 78:7 says, so each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. So each generation needs to come to that place to have their own faith in God and not live in the faith of their parents. Sometimes, younger generations can coast along in their parents' faith. You've heard stories like that. Or sometimes they can coast along because they're with a whole bunch of other Christians and they haven't really opened up their hearts to Christ, but they kind of like the people they're hanging around with, so they just kind of coast along, but they don't press in to experience their own faith for themselves. Sometimes people can go to church for years and yet not even have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we need to be praying that each generation will come to an understanding of who Jesus is and have a personal relationship with him, because each generation needs to have their own experience with God, their own relationship with Christ. And as we pray into that, because we want to see that, I want to see everybody having their own encounter, their own experience with Christ in salvation. And that's something we really need to be praying about, that it's something that they really know. I know that I know that I know that I am saved now. I know that I know that I'm going to heaven. There's no more doubt. Get into that personal encounter. And as we do that, it says, don't forget the past. Don't forget what others have done. You know, a great teacher is history. A lot of history being thrown out the door these days, and they're trying to create new history. Make sure you study the real history that's out there. But, you know, there's history in the church. What things changed the church throughout the years? Check it out. Find out the history. Apply those things that we can do today, because we want to see every generation encounter the Lord. I think we're getting ourselves ready for a great revival, because we've seen revivals that have happened after generation after generation after generation. There's been moves of God throughout the history of Christianity. And it's time again. It's time again, especially for North America to experience, and for Canada especially, to experience a fresh move of God. So pray for that. Pray for those encounters. Everybody has to come to that place where they have their own faith, their own experience with Christ. And we need to be praying again for that to happen in our generations. You know, we don't want to see a generation turn away from God. As you read that rest of that passage in Psalm 78, it talks about how Israel became rebellious. They became stubborn. They rejected the faith. They refused to give their hearts to God. That can happen if we're not careful. So we need to be praying that the generations behind us, that they would encounter God, they would serve the Lord, and that they would not get to that place where they harden their hearts and turn away from God. We got to be praying there. No, we're not going to settle for that. It's not going to happen here. We need to be praying that. So that's important to prayer, to pray for each generation, that they'd fully give their hearts to God and obey God. And we want to pass that on. So as you pass it on, you can tell them about it. You can teach them about it. Pray about it. Pray about it, and pray they have personal encounters with the Lord. Now, lastly, you know, I could read a bunch of other things about things we could be praying for the next generation, but I thought it'd be good to end with this one. And this one goes to Psalm 112. We're going to jump there, 1-3. And this is praying that the next generation would be blessed. We want to be praying that. Psalm 112, verse 1 says, praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy, and their good deeds will last forever. Now, I think that is a great prayer to be praying over the next generation. That we would pray blessings over the next generation. It's not curses over the next generation, but blessings over the next generation, upon our children and our children's children, and to the people around us. And, you know, the greatest blessing that we can pray and see over is that they come to Christ, that they know Jesus. That's the greatest blessing. But there's more than that that we should be praying for. Not just a blessing that they serve the Lord, but a blessing in their lives, that they would become successful. They would experience success, and even that they would become wealthy. Sometimes we're scared to pray that someone would become wealthy. Well, it's in the Bible. Pray that. Pray that God would cause them to be so successful that they would actually be wealthy. And so pray their faith. Pray generosity over that next generation. And because, you know, those things are important. You know, I was reading some news articles that were actually they're on the internet, and I saw them a number of times some months back, I think about 6 months ago, and it talked about that this generation is getting ready for the greatest wealth transfer in the history of the world. Now, as you read the Bible, it does talk about that there is going to be a wealth transfer that takes place. But do you realize that the world is telling us that we are living in the days where the greatest wealth transfer is going to occur? And the reason for that, it goes back to the baby boomers. The baby boomers are one of the most blessed generations in our world to this point, where they have been blessed in many ways and also been blessed in the areas of wealth. And they have accumulated the greatest wealth in history. That's what the baby boomers have done. And it's about to be passed down to the generations following them. And you might, some things to note about the baby boomers is that they've been noted as the best and most generous givers in the world. Now, I don't think we should be satisfied to say that's going to be a past thing. That, yeah, well, that was then. This is now. I think we need to be praying that God raise up even a greater generation that would respond to you, that would even be more wealthier, and that would be greater givers, greater people of generosity that can help change our world and touch our world. Baby boomers have been the greatest sponsors of missions around the world. And it's time for a new generation to rise up and take care of that. So be praying for that. Praying that, you know, a new generation is going to rise up that will be greater than the baby boomers. And that this wealth that the world is telling us is going to be coming. Obviously, there's going to be some more wealthier people around because they're going to inherit it. Well, let's see that increase. Let's see it increase. Let's see that, you know, that's going to be a past. That was the baby boomers did nothing compared to the new generations that are out there today. And that's what we need to be praying for. God, stir up their hearts. Pray success over their lives. Pray blessing over their lives, that they would be blessed in such ways that, you know, they'd look back and say, that was a good part of history, but so much greater these next generations. And if they are blessed, hey, they're going to be able to do that. And so as we come a close here this morning, I thought a great way to end this service was to have some of our older saints in the church to come forward and pray over anyone that wants a generational blessing spoken over them. Because you know what? That's really important no matter our age, young or old, to be praying for the next generation that's following us. So to be praying and encouraging them to experience the power and the miracles that we experience, but even more. To be praying that we will tell them, we will teach them, and take opportunities to do that. Praying that they will have their own encounter and experience with God. Praying that they will be blessed in every way, in health and strength, even in wealth, that they would be blessed and they would do great exploits for the Lord.